of the Central Research Institute of the Electric Power Industry, I will present the study on radioactive cesium bearing microparticles. The upper half of the poster relates to the study of the terrestrial area, while the lower half is about the ocean, the first one in one. The nuclear power plant accident released radioactive microparticles called CSMP. It was revealed that there are two types of microparticles on shore. They are called type A and type B. Both are glassy and not so water soluble. We found that they were definitely released from the power plant as they contained cesium and uranium. They also contain iron and zinc. However, type A and type B are different in concentration, size, shape, and element and atomic ratio. So these differences are assumed to be due to the origin and generation process. 1-2. The property of these microparticles reflect the inner condition of the units at the time of accident. So the analysis enables us to elucidate the inside condition at the time of the accident, as well as the present condition. They will help us evaluate the aerial distribution and transfer to the environment and impact on human and biota to assist decontamination work. However, CSMP is so small that it was difficult to extract it from the environment samples for analysis. So our group successfully developed CSMP separation method to isolate CSMP in large quantity. 1-3 explains the separation method, but I will skip it today. 1-4 shows deposition area and migration through the river. In this map, the flow of a plume after it was released from the nuclear power plant is indicated. The flow of air is called plume, which is assumed to contain CSMP. Type A is contained in P2 and P3 plume released from the unit 2, shown in green color. Since these particles were small, they were deposited over a large area, including the Kanto region, type A was also found from the suspended particles in the river. Thus, it was transferred from the terrestrial area to the river. Next, type B particle, shown in pink color as P1, which is known to have been released from the unit 1. Type B particles were deposited in a limited area of about 20 kilometers range due to the large size. Therefore, we know the deposition area of type A and B particles to a certain extent. The 1-5 reports on the X-ray CT analysis for type B particles. Now I will turn to the study in the ocean. I will compare the CSMP from the marine sediment samples with that on the shore. 2-1 shows Kubo and others' research on 25 CSMPs isolated from the marine sediment samples. Please refer to CS concentration and the activity ratio. For type A, cesium concentration is high, and activity ratio is more than 1, shown on top right, while for type B, cesium concentration is low and activity ratio is less than 1, which is shown at the bottom of the left side. On the other hand, Kubo reported particles shown on the top left, indicating it is different from the previously reported type A and type B. The radiation activity ratio of cesium of fuel in the unit 1, 2, and 3 were already calculated known, shown by dotted line. Based on this activity ratio, we can consider that the CSMP was released from the unit 2 or 3. Please look at the map below. The plume P0 and P4 from unit 3 flowed to the ocean. The CSMPs from this unit 3 were deposited in the ocean. Thus, we estimate CSMP analyzed by Kubo and others were derived from the unit 3. Now, 2-2. Research by Miura and others. Miura and others reported on CSMPs from samples of suspended particles, plankton, and sinking particles. The characteristics of these CSMPs match with those reported from the terrestrial samples. This type is known to be present in the river, so these particles were possibly transferred through the river to the sea. The presence of CSMPs can cause apparent overestimation of the KD of CS and the CF concentration factor for marine samples. KD indicates adsorption and desorption between cesium and mineral molecules. In the future, we would like to elucidate the CSMP distribution in the ocean as well as its solubility. Thank you. This concludes my presentation.